What goes with the weekend like ham with eggs, like pastrami with rye? Well, if you haven't already guessed, I'll tell you. Monitor 66. I'm Barry Nelson, sitting in the driver's seat at Radio Central. And there are a lot of nice things which can be said about a driver's seat, provided you've got your seatbelt fastened. One of the nicest is, it's not a dentist seat. Shelley Berman has some choice and hilarious words on that subject, coming up in roughly 2 minutes.
Engineers, scientists, give your career the C-5A treatment. The C-5A, the largest airlifter ever built. This new giant will fly coast to coast with a payload almost three times the cargo carrying capacity of the largest jet airlifter today. A capacity large enough to carry 100 Volkswagens. The C-5A ushers in a new era in global aviation. To engineers and scientists, this means a chance to get in on one of the most dynamic programs to come along in the aerospace industry in years. Challenging assignments, long-term career opportunities, room for professional growth. C-5A is a landmark in aviation that will set the pace in airlifters for years to come. Don't miss the opportunity to become a part of this program. For more information, call Lockheed Georgia Collect. Phone area code 404-873-4476. That's area code 404-873-4476. Lockheed is an equal opportunity employer.
Monitor on stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. Today's star is Shelley Berman at his best before a live audience like this.
One time I did a thing on dentists on television. What did I get from the dentist? What did I say so terrible about dentists? What did I say? I said they were rotten people. Is that so bad? No, I didn't say that. Of course I didn't say that. I said a dentist's waiting room is a smartly furnished chamber of horrors. Well, isn't it, with the cracked leather furniture and the one coat rack, and it's covered with coats, and there's nobody in the waiting room? Isn't that a little scary, you know? Or maybe there are some people, about six or seven people seated about each one huddled. An island unto himself, you know, quiet, nobody communicating. And you do, too. You sit down all by yourself. And you feel, you sit there suffering your own little
personal chagrin because you know that everybody else in that room knows that something in your mouth ain't right.
Besides this massive humiliation, just a few feet from you is a door behind which lurks a madman waiting to get his hands on you. So to allay your suffering, they strew magazines about, don't they? You open a magazine invariably to an article entitled "Will Land and Defeat Roosevelt" or something equally up to date. Then from behind the door, you hear certain encouraging little sounds. But the dentist understands this language. He has studied open mouth speak at school. And once in a while, you can catch on to a phrase or two like, You know what's going on in there, don't you? Some little happy white clad woman sits you down and ties a bib on you, which states pretty clearly that you are going to bleed. Now, you know you're not going to eat lobster, you know that, don't you? Then the dentist walks over to a cabinet and removes the drawer and empties it into your mouth, the whole drawer. You know what scares me? The X-ray. I mean, what's the matter with those rays if he has to hide in the next room? He's got this great big thing focused at you going buzz, and he's hiding somewhere. And of course, he hands you the plates to hold in your mouth for him. You don't even stick around. You know that awful scene, don't you? Take this finger, ha-ha-ha. This finger, ha-ha-ha. This finger, ha-ha-ha. Then he brings you back your picture and says, no wonder your tooth hurts. You have a finger chopped up in there. The most ridiculous question a dentist has ever asked me. I'm going to drill, Mr. Berman. Would you like Novocaine? Would I like Novocaine? Of course I want Novocaine. Of course, I'm forgetting the pain of getting the Novocaine. You know how Novocaine is administered, don't you? A needle is pushed through the roof of your mouth and out the top of your head. The most terrifying thing of all is when he takes that little piece of rolled cotton and puts it under your tongue and says, don't let this move, whatever happens. Then he goes away forever.
And you sit there and feel it moving. And you're sure if it moves enough, it will kill you. And you know how hard it is to swallow with your mouth open. You know you're going to drown, don't you? That little gurgling thing isn't helping one bit at it.
Shelley Berman on the mixed blessings of seeing your dentist twice a year. Monitor on stage.
Light up.
Petula Clark. French radio this week broadcast a play starring a computer. It was programmed to emit electronic signals sounding like a human voice. It read lines, got very good reviews. Makes you wonder about the voices you hear on radio, doesn't it? Of course, you can tell mine is human. Listen right now on the monitor beacon. Some of the most interesting things anywhere happen on the weekend and are heard here on monitor. But nearly all the interesting things which happen during the week are heard or heard about on NBC's weekday radio show, Emphasis. Meryl Muller and Chet Huntley interpret the news. Arlene Francis covers the world of women. Barbara Walters brings you up to date on what's new. Frank Blair and Frank McGee put a new focus on events. And Bill Cullen offers advice for your time off. Tomorrow, Bill has an amusing feature about the wrong way to spend your time off, straightening out an error in billing brought on by a computer. Emphasis, great listening every weekday on NBC Radio. Leahy and Slinky.
Rambler made news at Daytona. Rambler made news at Daytona. Rambler America.
Like a trim car with get up and go? Get yourself a Rambler American, the car that surprised everyone at Daytona. The new American won the acceleration test, Class 6 pure oil performance trials, outsprinted every car in its class. Proof of more power for safe passing. And even with the newest, biggest, most powerful Standard 6 in its class, Rambler American chalked up a remarkable 24.5 miles per gallon in the economy test. Now here's the real surprise. Rambler American 220 carries the lowest list price of any car made in America. Performance plus economy. That's quality built in, not added on. See your American Motors Rambler dealer. Enter his Big Win Weeks drawing. Nothing to buy, void where prohibited by law. You may win a new car free.
Rambler America!
Roger Miller singing about husbands and wives.
Two broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause of the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man, a man and a woman. Some can some can't, and some can. Broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives.
Again, AC proved its superiority. Ask around Daytona. In the 1966 Pure Oil Performance Trials sanctioned by NASCAR, 13 out of 16 acceleration and economy tests were won by cars sparked by AC fire rings. 6 out of 8 wins in acceleration, 7 out of 8 in economy. Only AC has the exclusive self-cleaning hot tip that prevents buildup of power-robbing deposits. Insist on AC fire ring spark plugs.
Barry Nelson here with Monitor 66, heard across the nation on NBC Radio. Serving southern and eastern Wisconsin is WTMJ Milwaukee.
This is Herbert Kaplow. Follow the docking and link-up of two vehicles in space, now scheduled March 15th on NBC Radio and Television.